Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
The Green Party convention takes place in Dublin tomorrow. Over 500 party members will hear the party aims to win a seat in every county in June in the local elections for the first time. Tommy Mescal of RTÉ's political staff will be there and he joins me now. Tommy, you're very welcome. I might ask you first of all, though, about what the Taoiseach Simon Harris has been saying. He'll meet the families of the Stardust victims with a view to issuing a state apology at the earliest opportunity. What else do we know about that?
That's right, Cormac. He's going to meet with the Stardust families tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock at government buildings. And I think he has signalled quite strongly that he hopes to make an apology, a state apology, at the earliest opportunity. I expect after that meeting with the families, he will be in a position to confirm that he will do that. And it's very likely, I think, that he'll confirm that he'll do that on Tuesday. The government is seeking to set aside dull time on Tuesday afternoon where there will be statements on the Stardust tragedy. That would allow an opportunity for the Taoiseach to issue that apology. Interestingly, the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, she is also meeting with the Stardust families tomorrow morning as well. She'll meet with them just before they meet with the Taoiseach. She's due to meet with them at around 10 o'clock. But the call from Sinn Féin, similar to that now from other opposition parties, they want to see that state apology as soon as possible.
OK. To the Green Party convention then, what's the mood like?
Well, the mood in the Green Party, according to Green Party members and TDs, is good, they would say. I think it's fair to say, though, Cormac, that the wave of support that the Greens enjoyed in 2019, for example, across Ireland, but indeed around Europe, that has subsided considerably. So instead of having the Fridays for Future demonstrations and Greta Thunberg, as you would have seen back then, you're now seeing farmers' protests and accusations around Europe and in Ireland that this so-called Green agenda is impacting on farmers' livelihoods. Some Green TDs, though, would point out that in early 2019, ahead of those last local and European elections, that the Green Party was at 1 or 2% in the polls. They'll point to the most recent poll that had them at 6%. So in that sense, they would say that the narrative might be against them, but they feel that the general public has become more climate aware in recent years, and they believe that will stand to them in ahead of these upcoming local and European elections.
Yeah, I think you're right to point out the two different narratives here. One, maybe some could argue against the Green Party and their policies, but one very much in favour of or discussing or more cognizant of the climate crisis. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. What do you think, or what are they saying about their aspirations post the next general election?
Well, Eamon Ryan has made no secret of the fact that he will be willing to talk to every party. I think he feels it's incumbent on him to be willing to enter government. And I think we'll actually see him nod to that tomorrow when he addresses delegates. He'll talk about the impact that the Green Party has had on the current programme for government, but also the need, as he would see it, to influence future governments. So in that sense, I think the party is definitely open and willing to be part of a future coalition. And it was a contentious issue last time in terms of them entering coalition, you might remember. Some Green Party members will tell you that back in 2020, in those early days, they met at their HQ, they debated the issue. It was quite a tense debate from my understanding. Ultimately, though, they decided to enter those talks. I get the sense from them that they would be willing to do that again next time round.
OK, can I ask you briefly, Tommy, we asked... We were talking to the chair of the Green Party, Pauline O'Reilly, earlier in the programme about the protest last night at Minister Roderick O'Gorman's house, his private dwelling. Mm. Is there to be any extra security or anything like that in light of what happened last night?
The party hasn't indicated that there will be extra security on hand. Any senior minister, though, would always usually be accompanied by close protection, a member from An Garda Síochána. So given that you'll have three senior ministers there, you'd expect those to be on hand. Ardesh would also usually have several members of An Garda Síochána in attendance. This, of course, all relates to that incident yesterday, which many people might have seen on social media with individuals outside his house yesterday. It has received condemnation from across the political spectrum. spectrum and many opposition TDs expressing their solidarity with Roderick O'Gorman. He spoke with the Taoiseach this morning and the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, also spoke with the Garda Commissioner in relation to this incident. Roderick O'Gorman himself then this afternoon, Cormac, issued a short statement saying that accessibility to politicians was a key part of Irish democracy, and he fears that threats and intimidation towards publicly elected representatives and those seeking election will undermine Irish democracy.
I'm sure it'll be discussed at the Green Party convention in Dublin tomorrow as well. Tommy Maskell, thank you very much indeed.